Brothers and sisters, today's topic of Treasures for the Soul is Trust and Peace, Part 2. The Gospel of John tells us that the Lord has left peace with us. Peace is very important because it is our foundation. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, also says a believer's peak is to enjoy peace. Peace is important because we won't be able to enjoy the Lord when our heart is not at peace. Satan uses many thoughts to disturb us. We need not to analyze any of those. Rather, our hearts should immediately turn to the Lord in glory, to behold Him. We can also say, Lord, save me, or Lord, I trust in you. The Lord has solved all problems. We shall continue forward in faith and abide in Him.
Your spiritual eyes need to see the Lord in glory at all times. David looked to God daily. Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus. These involve seeing attentively with spiritual eyes. Many verses in Psalms talk about looking to God and lifting our eyes to God. Our mind and eyes are closely related. When we look to God often, we're also guarding our mind, and our mind will function well. Colossians chapter 3 tells us to mind the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. It's good to frequently see the Lord at the right hand of God, which has a lot of precious meanings. But there's no need to think hard for each of the meanings, because you already know them from the messages we have listened to. Instead, we just need to turn to the Lord in glory. I often gaze into heaven with my spiritual eyes. Who knows if the heavens would open for me? It doesn't matter. The most important is that I see the same reality. My heart is toward Him. I live to Him and live for Him. I live my life by trusting in Him. When you feel disturbed and uneasy, you don't need to analyze or ask yourself what it is. No matter what it is, the Lord can settle it. You can tell the Lord, Lord, I trust in you. Then, ignore the disturbance. Satan puts thoughts in you. He wants you to feel disturbed, to analyze, to even debate with him. In fact, it is hard for you to analyze because you do not have the highest wisdom, and you are not all-knowing. We need to understand this in regards to peace. On the night before his crucifixion, the Lord told us he would leave peace with us. There are many events and spiritual things that concern us, yet the Lord specifically chose to leave peace with us. This shows the importance of peace. Peace is the foundation of our spirit. Moreover, when our spirit progresses to a new height, we also need to enjoy peace continually. Just as Song of Solomon chapter 8 says, Then I was in his eyes as one who finds peace. Song of Solomon 8:10. The importance of peace is irreplaceable. What I've shared about trusting in the Lord just now is also important. When we trust in the Lord, we will immediately be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we stumble, our spirit thirsts and fails to trust in Him. The Lord tells us to go to Him. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. John 7:38. Those who believe in Him will enjoy the work of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. How? It's actually very simple. During the time of Paul, some entered the churches of Galatia and preached wrong teaching. Paul reminded them how they received the Holy Spirit by hearing with faith. Galatians 3. On the day we first believed, the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit started to live in us, and we were also filled by the Holy Spirit to the fullest according to our capacity. It's actually the same thing, but different ways of expressing it. The Lord fills you and occupies you. He helps you according to what you know. He will continue to work in your heart. Some books explain the concept of being filled by the Holy Spirit in a very complicated manner. In fact, once we trust in the Lord, we are filled by the Holy Spirit, and we gain strength and life. The Lord settles our whole person, including our spirit, mind, affection, and will. We will feel peace and harmony, no conflict or uneasiness. All of these result from trusting in the Lord, not ourselves. You must resign as CEO of your life. Only the Lord is fit for the job. Only He can be the King of our heart, who will settle all things. Our minds are very complicated. We have all kinds of thoughts, influx of disturbances from Satan, concepts from this world, and our own memories, etc. Attempts to sort out all these thoughts are very time-consuming, and we will easily be lost in the process. However, when we say, "Lord, I trust in you," He will solve the problems for us. It is that simple. Then we can ignore the distraction and continue to stride forward. When faced with accusations from Satan, we don't need to analyze whether we have stumbled. The moment we say, "Lord, I trust in you," the Lord would solve any problem of sin. If we haven't committed any sins, we can simply ignore the accusations and focus on the Lord in glory. Let not our heart be troubled or affected by accusations and temptations. When tempted, we can't just reject it without replacing it with something more precious. We need the most precious Lord to help us. Once we trust in Him, our heart will immediately return to the Lord in glory. Being heart to heart with Him, we can fully enjoy any aspect of His riches and be set free from the disturbance. The Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Do not let anything disturb us and take away our peace or make us uneasy. If we stumble, there is no need to feel bad or try to fix ourselves before returning to the Lord. The foremost is to trust in the Lord, disregard everything else, and continue to stride forward by faith. No matter how many times we have failed, we must use our faith, stand up again, and enjoy the Lord, His love, and glory. We live by Him, and also live to Him, who is in glory. We also live to the Father, who is seated on the throne. The Father will help us. Therefore, we can also say, "Abba, I trust in you." It is very important for us to enjoy the peace the Lord has left with us. Only when we have peace can we continue to build upon it. In peace, we continue to grow, enjoy the Lord, and the union with Him. The Lord leaves us peace so that we can enjoy Him and have love interflow with Him. Therefore, we need to preserve the peace in our heart. We should not lead a very busy life. Living a life with haste is not necessarily efficient. On the contrary, we may suffer loss because in haste, our heart can easily be disturbed. Satan wants us to lose peace. Without peace, our minds are unguarded. It will then be difficult for us to enjoy the Lord, and we can't accomplish anything. That's why the Lord left peace with us. It is actually very simple to combine all of the above and use them. This is the killing weapon I described in the past to practice, Lord, save me. Lord, I rely on you. And look at the Lord clearly. You should have progressed after all these years. Realize that you are united with the Lord. Most importantly, keep your heart at peace. This will enable us to advance to a new height because we would be continually entering into the truth of John chapter 15. To be in the Lord and He in us to provide what we need. Upon His departure from this world, the Lord has left us with the greatest blessing, the deepest union, and His special presence. It's very precious that we can enjoy His presence 24 hours a day on our own, as well as with God's family altogether. I hope that you can continue to be trained by constant practice, guard your heart to be at peace, and be able to enjoy the Lord.